This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
With Donna Linus from Wising Arts. Good morning, Donna.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. You're here to sort of update us, really, on the New Geographies project that you came to talk about. It was about 3 months ago, something like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Refresh our memories as to what that project was about.
Yes, yeah, so early in the summer, we put a call out inviting people from who live and work or work in the east of England to just to nominate spaces that were they felt were overlooked or underrepresented or not known about as well as it could, they could be. So across the summer, you know, we had a lot of nominations. Actually, we had over 270 nominations of places in the east of England that are really incredible places that certainly I didn't know about.
And so the people were nominating places that they thought deserved to have art in them.
Yes, a bit of both, actually. It was interesting. So some people, nominating beautiful landscapes, saying this would be a perfect site for an artwork, and then others nominating places that had become abandoned, so perhaps even historic buildings that had fallen into disrepair, or newer buildings that hadn't really been hadn't really had anything done with them for a long time. So just inviting artistic activity to happen in those spaces. And then other things like sort of interesting walks or Roman roads or Roman ruins. So in fact, what the whole project really set out to redraw the map of the east of England from personal perspectives rather than from the current, you know, geographic centres of the cities or towns. So, and that's really what we've done. We've created this map now of these wonderful locations that are very personal. So when people were uploading their nominations, they could not only upload a photograph, but sort of some text on what that space meant to them. So some very personal histories.
And as you say, some very unusual nominations. Am I right in thinking you got sort of a derelict quicksave nominated or something like that?
Yeah, actually, it was at the Tesco site
in
Chatteris, which had been built and has never been turned into anything. Huge space. Or Pontins Holiday Club that had fallen into disrepair. It was really interesting to see, because obviously a lot of the East is very rural, you know, and small towns kind of dotted about in these quite remote locations. And the overwhelming thing for me was just how many people wanted artistic activity to happen in those locations. So it was really inspiring. So I think we have to really think carefully about both, you know, what it would mean to put an object in a beautiful landscape, you know, whether that's something that we should be doing, you know, within this project, or is there an opportunity to also then activate some of these spaces that have been, that people definitely want some kind of artistic activity to happen in.
Yes, because when you say artistic activity, we're not necessarily talking a painting on a wall here, presumably.
Exactly.
What kind of activities are you thinking?
Well, it could be anything, really. I suppose it's just thinking about what that community, where that location is, might want. So it could be running art classes or workshops for children and families, or just pop-up kind of events that are run by artists. Because the other thing that happened through this process was finding out just how many artists are also based in the region, you know, often also living in small villages and towns across the east. So that it feels like the people are there, the places are there, there's some finance here. So I guess we can't just activate every single space that's been nominated, but we will. The starting point is to try and commission at least 10 quite large projects to happen across the region now over the next 2 years.
And what must have been encouraging for you is the enthusiasm for this.
Yes, we were really, really pleased. Because obviously when you embark on something like this, I mean, we've gone into, it's a very phased project. And rather than thinking what the end point might have been at the beginning, what we've tried to do is just do the first phase, see what the response is, think about then how that response has gone, and that will inform the next phase, because we didn't really know what kinds of things people would nominate, even if they would nominate anything at all. But it was an overwhelmingly positive response and some really inspiring places. So then I think initially when we sort of set up our committee, we were thinking we would have, you know, a certain number of artworks spread around the region by the end of this three-year process. But in fact, because of the way the nominations have come through, I think we're just rethinking you know, what an artwork even is or what it might mean, or how we can involve local residents, you know, in these locations within the commissioning process really actively. So it's a really exciting moment now, because what we've done is the nomination process is closed for the sites. We've got those. We're going to create an actual physical map now, because we've got this incredible, you know, it's also an alternative map of the East already that people can use to find these new places. And then now we've written a brief and put it out for artists to respond to the locations.
At the moment you're making this call for artists. So if there are any artists listening, but as I said, you're not necessarily thinking painting or sculpture.
No.
It might be a dance installation.
Exactly.
Or something. So anybody who thinks they have something that might work in one of these locations,
yeah,
those are the kind of people you're interested in.
Yes, we are. We're definitely, you know, very cross-disciplinary, thinking about different approaches to working in a very site-responsive way. So I suppose we're looking for people who have experience of going into locations, working with communities, or thinking about location in a very meaningful way, not just sort of plonking something in, you know, sort of. So that's a process of getting to know the location and to know the place, and then for something to emerge, which could be something very temporary. It doesn't have to be a permanently sited object.
And it could be at one with the location or at odds with it. You know, you could perform King Lear in a derelict,
yeah, exactly.
Morrison's or whatever, yes, it is, or put something beautiful there.
Yes, we're totally open. I think the thing is, you know, just, well, obviously my mind is like racing and I cannot think of all these amazing things that could potentially, but really it's almost like we have to just wait and see what people come back with, because I think it's such a rich stories that have been told through this nomination process that someone might come back and think, well, actually, you know, there are 10 sites here all talking about witchcraft, which actually there are. So they might decide to do something around that subject rather than that one individual location, and somehow link all those locations through this kind of history. So we just don't know. And it's really exciting now to put this out and just wait, because of the process, which is an online, you have to apply online and through this website. But because of the kind of process that is, people tend to, you know, they draft their applications online and they won't press send until the very last minute. So it's not like we can wait, you know, it's not like we can see things coming in. Often it will be right at the end that everyone will press send at the same time, and suddenly we'll have all
then
these applications. Yes.
Well, we'll give the website details out in just a moment. What's the time frame for this then?
So the deadline for submissions of expressions of interest from artists, and this simply has to be, you know, them looking at the map, thinking about those locations, responding with some ideas about how they might approach process of working there, with the subjects, with the kind of inspiring content that's sitting there, and then just information on their previous work history, some images that represent the, you know, works that they feel would be useful for us to look at in relation to this process. Yeah, and then that all happens online, and the deadline is the 28th of January next
right,
year.
Right, 28th of January. And is, yes, there funding available for this? So if artists do contact you, they,
yes,
they won't be having to pay for this themselves?
No. So the first part of the process is just an open call for expressions of interest. Then we will put together a shortlist, working with all of different partners, you know, partners involved with delivery of this project alongside community partners. And then we'll invite a short list of artists to work up a more concrete proposal. We'll pay them for that process. And then we'll finally select 10 artists to lead each of these commissions. And the fee plus production for that is £25,000.
Right, that's rather
per
nice.
Commission.
Per commission,
yes.
Right. Well, yeah, artists, it's they should be paid for their work, and
yes,
that's something obviously you support.
Yep.
Well, how exciting that this has sort of gone in a different direction to what you first imagined. And,
yes,
and presumably you're delighted that so many people have engaged with this and not thought of art as something that's up there on a gallery wall and doesn't connect with them.
Absolutely. It really is wonderful. And that's why I felt, well, we all felt that we had to somehow make this map, a real map that we could then distribute and send out to everyone who's nominated a place, because they've already created an alternative map of the East just by nominating. So that in itself is an amazing artwork that's been created collectively by everyone who nominated. So yes, I'm very, very happy with how that part of it has gone so far.
And as you say, some of these artworks might just be installations that come and go, and some will be more permanent marks,
yes,
on the landscape.
Exactly. And I think we really will try and have a range, so they won't all be temporary or they won't all be permanent. You know, so, and we really think about this, the geographic spread as well, so that the whole region is able to have at least one of these works or processes in all the different locations. Yes, we'll see.
That does sound very exciting.
Well, we've got 2 years.
2 years, yes. Yeah. Well, stay in touch with us through that time. It's nice to see it developing and evolving. Mm-hmm. And people who are interested in finding out more or making an application, it's newgeographies.uk.
Exactly.
No, yes. .co or .org, just newgeographies.uk.
Yes.
And as you say, that deadline is the 28th of January.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Donna.
Thank you
for coming in to chat to us about it. And yeah, do stay in touch.
Great, thanks.